Good morning. Welcome to Christ Chapel. Throughout this month of February, we have been celebrating Black History Month, speakers that have reflected on the past and have spoken prophetically about our present and having a vision for our future. And today, on this final daily Sabbath for the month of February, we're delighted to have Jalen Gray with us, who will be reading a poem this morning for this community. Our worship resource for the day is This Far by Faith. It's this hymnal that should be in your row. I invite you to stand as we sing number 222.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good Friday. I know I sure am. My name is Jalen Gray. I am a graduate of the 2017 class. I'm from South Carolina. And today I'll be talking about a little bit more of the recent history that we've experienced within my own and your own lifetimes. We have this precedent set for us by our forefathers and foremothers. Who have kind of laid the groundwork for us to kind of keep moving forward. I've gone through three different versions of this poem. This one I finally felt was good enough to present to you today. So here we go. The problem with drawing lines in the sand is that with the breath of air, they disappear. Blown away into absolute uncertainty, nearly forgotten, completely smothered by life's inconveniences. But why do life's inconveniences have so much clout? Clouded by the pain, we try our best to forget the memories. Because memories forgotten can't cloud the things we're certain of, and death is something that life won't allow us to accept. Slipping through our grasp, reality has become a virtue. The taste of freedom still eludes our sensory-tipped lips. While fighting for peace of mind, we must always remember to never forget. The life of the dead is placed in the memory of the living. Continue to live. Continue to believe that although life will end, life will forever be the link between us and those we have lost. And the ones that we continue to build, our lost ones aren't lost. Just found in a better place to guide us all, watching over us, they smile, confident in the fact that our hearts continue to spread the life that they helped us appreciate to live on. Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Eric Gardner, John Crawford, Ezell Ford, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Joe Lewis, all of which and more, hundreds of names, all are the ones of our historic past and civil rights leaders who helped us to understand that life shall never be led blindly. We must never forget. Although problems or lines drawn in the sand may disappear, doesn't mean they haven't been drawn.
Thank you.
Before our final blessing, a reminder that next month is Women's History Month, and throughout the month of March, different speakers will be speaking to that topic. So we invite you to take a calendar, which is found at the baptismal font right on the north end of the chapel, just to be mindful of what will be taking place throughout the next month. For our blessing today, I'll be reading from our opening hymn, God the Sculptor of the Mountains. Please receive this blessing. Gracious God, the unexpected infant, God, the calm, determined youth, God, the table-turning prophet, God, the resurrected truth, you are present every moment. We are searching. Meet us now. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God. Thank you.